The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Alan Mulliken, pastor of LeGrand Friends Church of LeGrand. He is the guest of Representative Fisher of Tama. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Shay Huss, Paige from Sioux Center.
Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you so much for the opportunity we have to live this day. We pray, Lord, that even as we reason through things, as we consider different approaches of how to govern, Lord, I pray for you to give us wisdom, to give us grace for each other. Lord, I pray for you to continue to lead us, and we pray these things in your name. Amen.
I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 224 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act appropriating certain tax receipts concerning internet fantasy sports contests and sports wagering to the Emergency Medical Fund.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
House File 2225 by Eisenhart, a bill for an act appropriating certain tax receipts concerning internet fantasy sports contests and wagering, sports wagering.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2226 by Brown Powers and R. Smith, a bill for an act relating to the observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day by school districts and accredited non-public schools.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2227 by Brown Powers and Gaskill, a bill for an act prohibiting schools from scheduling school events after the school day on the date of the presidential precinct caucuses or general elections.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2228 by Donahue and others, a bill for an act relating to teacher requirements recruitment in Iowa programs within the Department of Education.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2229 by Gaines, a bill for an act providing for a teacher licensure renewal requirement relating to cultural competency training.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2230 by Frye, a bill for an act exempting from an individual income tax the value of the medical care provided by the medical care provider to the patient in the state and including applicability provisions.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2231 by Brown Powers and others, a bill for an act relating to the medication policies for transferring prisoners and inmates under the purview of the Department of Corrections or County Sheriff.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2232 by Gaines, a bill for an act relating to the Commission on the Status of African Americans and the Office of the Status of African Americans.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2233 by Brown Powers and others, a bill for an act requiring minors to wear helmets while riding motorcycles and motorized bicycles and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Transportation.
House File 2234 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act relating to the radio operation blackout special registration plates for motor vehicles.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2235 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act disqualifying a person convicted of human trafficking involving the use of a commercial motor vehicle from operating a commercial motor vehicle for life.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2236 by Committee on Veterans Affairs, a bill for an act concerning fees charged for examining and copying public records related to the claims for veterans benefits.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2237 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act prohibiting hemp and hemp products identified for inhalation, providing penalties and making penalties applicable and including implementation and effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2238 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act related to the regulation of food sold by minors.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2239 by Salmon and others, a bill for an act relating to the minor's ability to access obscene materials on a a distributor's internet site or internet-based application.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 2240 by Baxter, a bill for an act relating to the management of the spread of disease in animals and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on, and referred to the Committee on Natural Resources.
House File 2241 by Eisenhart and others, a bill for an act related to the manufacturing, distribution, sale, and the use of firefighting foam and personal protective equipment containing perfluorooquil or perfluorooquil substances, provided penalties and making a penalties applicable and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment and amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2242 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act prohibiting certain public officials from simultaneously holding more than one elected office and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar. Are there announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the lady from Clay, Representative Jones. For what purpose do you seek this chair?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, would I be in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I have a very special guest with me here today. The tables have turned a little bit on this one. He's been around the state a little bit, and perhaps you met him during his 32 and a half years as a state trooper, or you met him in the House chamber as a representative. My husband actually got the pleasure of meeting him when he asked for my hand in marriage. And I got the pleasure of meeting him when I, 15 years ago, answered one of those page bells at the back of the chamber and subsequently became his water page for the rest of session. And the rest is all history from there. But please join me in welcoming back Clell Bodler.
For what purpose does the lady from Polk, Representative Confress, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, licensed massage therapists with the American Massage Therapy Association invite you to Massage Therapy Day. Come to room 116 today from 11:30 to 1 for a 10-minute chair massage and to connect with licensed massage therapists who are here to talk with us about their work. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Weschel Kershaw. For what purpose do you seek the floor? Representative Winkler, for what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to utilize Representative Masher's desk. Mr. Speaker, I would ask your permission for an introduction.
You are in order.
Thank you. Today we have two visitors joining us, one from Denmark, Ole Hammer, and one from Mexico, Luis Modernak. We are happy to have them. They were here observing the caucus process yesterday, and please give them a warm House welcome.
We will now proceed to our Black History presenter for the day. The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Gaines.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As the first speaker of our African American History Month celebration here at the House, I have chosen to spotlight the man who started it all, Dr. Carter G. Woodson. Carter G. Woodson was an African-American male who held a master's degree from the University of Chicago and a PhD in history from Harvard University. Dr. Woodson came to find during his studies that there was little to no information of African-Americans in history textbooks. 3 years after receiving his PhD, Dr. Woodson attended a national celebration of the 15th anniversary of emancipation held at the University of Chicago during the summer of 1915. Before leaving town, he got together with few other fellow alumni of the university to form the study of Negro life and history. With the other founders of this group, they published their own findings from history in the Journal of Negro History, which was established the following year. After Dr. Woodson encouraged Black civic organization to promote these findings in 1920, he also urged the fraternity he was a part of, Omega Psi Phi, to continue this work. In 1924, they began Negro History and Literature Week, later renamed to Negro Achievement Week. Yes, Woodson noticed this impact, but wanted more. As a result, he created the Negro History Week in February of 1926, backed by the association he founded. February was chosen for reasons ingrained in tradition and reform. He also chose February because it included the birthdays of Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass, significant figures who played a role in the shaping of Black history. For nearly 50 years afterwards, Woodson and the association he created would form curriculum, plays, posters, and many more ways for people across the nation to learn Black history. This material was later used by the Southern Freedom Schools to push for social change. Before its national recognition, certain places like the Black population in West Virginia and where it all started in Chicago celebrated the week during the whole month of February. It finally became official in 1976 by President Gerald Ford, and every president since then has endorsed the event through proclamations. I would like to thank you, Dr. Carter G. Woodson, for your contribution to African American history. And I would like to thank you, Iowa House of Representatives, for your appreciation of this vital recognition. Before I close, I'd like to invite you all to our African American celebration, which is a program from 12 to 1 in the Rotunda today. Thank you very much.
Are there any other announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, would I be in order for a very quick introduction?
You are in order.
Well, if we're going to recognize Representative Baudler for his years of service, I'd also like to recognize Representative Taylor, who stopped by today with some friends. So if we could all welcome him back to the Iowa House, I'd appreciate it.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House recess until the conclusion of the afternoon committee blocks.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no further business, you've heard the motion by the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is in recess.